In the quiet coastal towns of Washington State, a horror story unfolded behind closed doors that few would ever comprehend. Shelley Notek transformed her seemingly ordinary home into a chamber of horrors, systematically torturing and eventually killing those who trusted her most. What makes this true story particularly haunting is its mundane setting. No basement dungeons or complex murder weapons. Just a mother with an unfathomable capacity for cruelty. The story of three sisters who survived this nightmare and ultimately brought their mother to justice reveals the extraordinary resilience of the human spirit in the face of unimaginable evil. How could someone appear so normal to outsiders while harboring such darkness within? And how could her children possibly survive with their humanity intact? Shelley's sadistic tendencies emerged in childhood. Born to a businessman father and an alcoholic mother who later abandoned her, she exhibited disturbing behaviors early. When her mother was murdered when Shelley was 13, her complete lack of emotional reaction should have raised alarms. Her behavior progressed from disruptive to vengeful, including hiding glass in siblings' shoes. Crucially, she formed a close bond with her grandmother Anna Watson, a feared 250-pound woman who ran a family nursing home with brutal authority. While others avoided Anna, Shelley became her shadow, absorbing her grandmother's cruelty. Shelley's first major calculated attack occurred just before turning 15, when she falsely accused her father of rape, a claim quickly disproven by medical examination. Investigators found a magazine with the headline, "I was raped at 15 by my dad." Even faced with evidence, Shelley never admitted lying, establishing a pattern of manipulation. By 17, Shelley had honed her manipulative skills, luring Randy Rivardo before marrying him. After their wedding, she revealed her true nature, refusing to work, manipulating her father for money, staging suicide attempts, and fabricating a home invasion to secure a better house. She viewed their daughter Nikki as an extension of herself, yet was an unreliable mother. The marriage rapidly deteriorated, with Shelley demanding Randy's entire paycheck before eventually disappearing for nearly a year, abandoning Nikki with relatives. By 1982, Shelley had another daughter, Sammy, and pursued Dave Notek, a shy Navy veteran. She manipulated him with a false cancer diagnosis, claiming she probably won't live to 30. They married in December 1987, with Shelley's friend Kathy Loreno as witness, a woman who would later become her first known victim. The Notek marriage was toxic from the start. While Dave never struck Shelley, she became violent, pushing, shoving, and screaming at him. When Dave suggested this behavior was abnormal, Shelley insisted, "This is the way people work things out." At the Lauterbach house, where everything bad started, Shelley weaponized household items against her daughters, spatulas, fishing poles, electric cords, seemingly enjoying the beatings. The most brutal punishment was wallowing, primarily targeting Nikki. Shelley would force her to strip naked and squat in mud while Dave sprayed her with a hose. Even in freezing weather, Nikki would be forced to endure this torture as Shelley screamed that she was a pig, followed by forced bathing in scalding water. Shelley strategically favored different daughters at different times to prevent them from unifying, creating divisions that would take years to heal. In 1988, Shelley's hairdresser and friend Kathy Loreno moved in to help with Shelley's third daughter, Tori. Recently jobless and homeless, the people-pleasing Kathy was vulnerable to Shelley's manipulation. Under Shelley's control, Kathy's vibrant personality disappeared. Shelley systematically removed her possessions until Kathy was forced to do chores naked, endured closet confinements as punishment, and was denied basic hygiene. Shelley created a disturbing dependency by alternating between brutal abuse and protective care. By 1994, Kathy's health had deteriorated severely. One evening, when Shelley was out, Dave found Kathy choking on her own vomit. Despite his attempts to help, she died. Rather than contacting authorities, Dave and Shelley sent their daughters to a motel while they cremated Kathy's body in their backyard fire pit. Dave scattered her ashes at beaches. To explain the disappearance, Shelley fabricated a story that Kathy had run off with a boyfriend, even having Nikki forge cards in Kathy's handwriting describing her supposedly happy new life. Shane, Shelley's nephew who lived with them, had photographed Kathy's abuse, evidence that could destroy Shelley. When Nikki revealed this, Shelley became fixated on eliminating him, repeatedly urging Dave to kill Shane in a way that would look like an accident. In February 1995, 6 months after Kathy's death, Dave shot Shane in the back of the head. When informed, Shelley feigned shock, despite having orchestrated the murder for months. By 1996, Nikki became Shelley's new target. Frequently locked out and forced to beg for entry, Nikki faced escalating violence, including Shelley chasing her with a knife and cutting her leg. Eventually, Nikki was sent away, an exile that ultimately saved her life. Sammy had become adept at concealing her bruises. In summer 1997, desperate to escape but unwilling to leave Tori behind, she planned her getaway, arranging for a friend to collect her packed belongings while she shopped with her mother. With her older daughters gone, Shelley found a new victim, Ron Woodworth, a former copy editor who had fallen on hard times. Initially welcomed as someone they were helping, Ron's treatment rapidly deteriorated. Shelley restricted his bathroom access, forced him to sleep on the floor, and gave him sleeping pills that altered his personality. By 2003, Ron's condition had severely worsened. When he disappeared, Shelley warned 14-year-old Tori to tell no one, especially her sisters. But the sisters' bond proved stronger than Shelley's divisive tactics. During a rare visit, Tori reunited with Nikki after 7 years apart and instantly reconnected despite years of her mother's lies. On August 6, 2003, Nikki and Sammy reported their suspicions about Ron to the Pacific County Sheriff's Office. When investigators arrived, Tori whispered about hidden evidence and urged them to get a search warrant. Dave eventually broke during questioning, revealing where Ron was buried and how Kathy's remains had been disposed of. Dave pleaded guilty to second-degree murder and received nearly 15 years. Shelley entered an Alford plea, maintaining innocence while pleading guilty, and received 22 years instead of the agreed 17. At sentencing, she insisted, "I'm not some kind of horrible monster." Today, the Natek sisters gather several times yearly, maintaining a strong bond despite their mother's attempts to separate them. They've revisited Raymond and their childhood homes, confronting their past with both tears and smiles. They remain sisters forever, victims no more. Their remarkable story demonstrates not just survival, but breaking the cycle of abuse. By standing together against their mother's tyranny, they saved themselves and potentially countless future victims. Their courage serves as both warning and inspiration, showing the human capacity to overcome even the darkest childhoods and find light in each other.